You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing on with the Sabbath. I'm going to give you some reasons why the Sabbath is not Jewish, because a lot of people think, oh, this is the Sabbath of the Jews, but it's not. Number one, Adam and Eve were not Jewish. We read in Genesis 2, verse 3, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. So before sin ever entered, sanctified means to be set apart for holy use. This is what God did with the Sabbath with Adam and Eve, who were not Jewish. Second reason, the Sabbath was made for man. We read this in Mark chapter 2, verse 27. Jesus said that the Sabbath was made for man. It's God's gift to mankind. It was made for man, not for the Jews. The Jews can enjoy it too. They can enter into this agreement with God, this covenant, and they, most of the Jews, keep the seventh-day Sabbath, but it's not limited to Jews. Third reason, the other nine commandments were not just for the Jews. Nobody's going to say that, thou shalt not murder, that's only for Jews. You know, they're going to say that all of the other commandments are valid and apply, but somehow the fourth gets thrown out. These were written in stone. Read about this, Deuteronomy 4, 12 and 13, Exodus 20. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Obviously, those don't just apply for the Jews, so why do they want you to believe that the Sabbath does? And fourth reason, the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Exodus chapter 20, verse 10. The Sabbath is God's Sabbath, not Jews' Sabbath. He calls it my holy day in Isaiah 58:13, and the Bible never calls it the Sabbath of the Jews. It isn't their Sabbath, it's the Lord's Sabbath. Reason number five, the Sabbath commandment is for the stranger too. The fourth commandment itself says the stranger is supposed to rest on the Sabbath. Exodus chapter 20, verse 10. Strangers are non-Jews. They're Gentiles. Read Isaiah 56, 6. And in fact, Isaiah said that Gentiles should keep the Sabbath. He says, also the sons of the stranger. And he talks about, continues on, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath. And then he says, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. That's in Isaiah 56, verses 6 and 7. So the Sabbath is for all people, not just Jews. Number seven, all mankind is going to keep the Sabbath in the new earth. Isaiah 66, verses 22 and 23. From one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. God says that all flesh is going to be keeping the Sabbath in the new earth. If this is true, and it is, don't you think we should start doing it now? If it's valid then, it's still valid today. Come on, folks. I'm going to continue on, give you some more reason here. But let's get real. The Sabbath is God's gift to mankind. It is a sign. Ezekiel 20, verse 20. It's the sign of whose Sabbath it is and who you worship. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.